It's time to end senior hunger. That's actually on a billboard that you may see on 101 South as you're coming to the city, representing Second Harvest Food Bank. And Kathy Jackson, the CEO of Second Harvest Food Bank, is here to talk to us again. Nice to have you here.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
Now, who is the guy we see on the billboard? He's a pretty compelling fellow.
Boy, you know, our billboard often is has got kind of warm and fuzzy images on it.
Right.
A lot of times have cute kids or reasonably happy-looking families or what have you, and that's kind of the face of hunger. But we did something different this time. In addition to this flat statement, it's time to end senior hunger, we have a picture of Frank. And Frank was born in 1932.
Okay.
He's part of what I think Tom Brokaw called the greatest generation. And these are people who survived the Great Depression. They fought through World War II. They really established the middle class. And now a lot of those people, they're kind of the oldest of the old, are really struggling here in Silicon Valley.
Yeah, they helped build the infrastructure that we stand on.
Absolutely, and that we almost take for granted.
Yeah, and here they are, almost forgotten, and it's time to say hello in there. You're right. You know, we did an event for World War II veterans 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it was a real treat for me to meet them, and I made a little speech to them, and I told them, there's a whole generation we have here who are still working and still supporting and still owing that generation before us, and that generation before us is hurting a little bit.
It's absolutely true. You know, a lot of older adults have been hurt by the recession. Many of them are living, most of them, frankly, are living on fixed incomes. And there's actually some fascinating research that the UCLA Center for Health Policy has done. They estimate that half of all seniors living in Santa Clara and San Mateo counties are in financial distress, which means that they're at risk for hunger.
Mm-hmm.
They're having to make these wrenching decisions between, do I pay for my medicine or do I go buy food? That's just unacceptable.
It is. This Valley of Heart's Delight that fed the world, really, for more than a generation is now a very expensive valley in which to live. And that generation that helped build this valley is probably suffering the most because rents are high and housing costs are high and taxes are high. And they're on fixed income, so many of them, and some of them are fixed pretty low.
The average income of the seniors that we serve is typically about $13,000 a year. So they are trying to live on just over $1,000 a month. And imagine trying to survive on that amount in this area.
Amazing. So Second Harvest Food Bank, I know you're multifaceted in the sense that you are serving seniors who have done so much, but you're also offering them an opportunity to serve as well.
It's true. We've actually launched a campaign, and it's called Too Proud to Ask. And that's what I really wanted to talk about today, which because this campaign is really about raising funds and providing support in a whole variety of different ways for seniors who may be suffering from hunger and are just feeling too proud to ask others for help.
Mm-hmm.
They're embarrassed. It may be that in the recent past they were relying on their own adult children to help support them, but some of those children have lost jobs. And that sandwich generation, of which I can tell you I'm a part, is dealing both with kids on the one hand and their own senior parents on the other. But you asked me a question about what do we do to support seniors in addition to providing them with food. We have an enormous number of seniors that actually volunteer at Second Harvest Food Bank. They don't do the heavy lifting for the most part, but they manage some of our volunteer groups. They work in finance. They work across every department of our organization. And until recently, we had a volunteer who was almost 100 years old.
Wow.
So it's a wonderful thing because so many seniors find themselves feeling isolated. In addition to struggling to put food on the table, they don't have much human interaction. They may have a hard time getting out of the house.
And so that's a great way for them to do that, too, to socialize a little bit, maybe meet some other folks who are in the same sort of situation, do some bonding, and maybe find somebody else to do some cooperation with and even fix meals with, you know, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. We actually have a program that we call Brown Bag, and we provide food to 20,000 seniors through our various programs. About half of that is through Brown Bag. And in that program, we provide a weekly bag of groceries to seniors. Now, about three quarters of what's in that bag are fresh fruits and vegetables, because those are so expensive, which means they're really out of reach for many seniors. Mm-hmm. And the remainder are basically shelf-stable items, pasta and so on and so forth.
That's great. And ironic, because again, this Valley of Heart's Delight is the valley that once provided all those fresh fruits and vegetables and helped everybody to prosper in this valley. Now we're the Silicon Valley, and it's another thing altogether, you know.
And I, from what I understand, a lot of the silicon has left the valley too, but.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons that we're having this crisis, isn't it? Because this is what we've been experiencing is the greatest downturn since that great depression that Frank was born into.
Well, and actually, maybe I can share a little bit of Frank's story with you. He was born in 1932, so right in the middle of the Great Depression. And what he said to us was, I never thought our country would ever again experience a weak economy like that in my lifetime. He said, there was a time when we were comfortable with the savings we had in the bank. Our kids had good paying jobs, and as a family, they were able to help us, meaning he and his wife, with the extras that we needed, and we didn't even have to ask. So remember, again, too proud to ask. He said, today is different. My children are struggling to make ends meet, and I don't want to be a burden to them. But I don't always know where I'm going to find my next meal. So he said, living on a fixed income, food is always at the end of the line for him. He pays for medicine before he pays for food. He literally collects cans and bottles. Think about that. Collects cans and bottles and turns them in for the bits of change he gets because it helps him cover the copay of his visits to the local health center. So we got him plugged in with Second Harvest Food Bank. And he said, learning about the food banks made a huge difference in his life. And getting to eat fresh fruits and vegetables again, which he had to give up because he couldn't afford them, was just fantastic. And he says the melons are his favorite thing because they're easy to eat. And he says he can't get enough of them. And really what he would say to the community is, thank you from the bottom of my heart. This is making a huge difference.
It makes a huge difference for him nutritionally. And it makes, I think it nurtures his soul too, that you know, he can do that sort of thing with others of like mind.
You know, one of the great things at our Brown Bag sites is that we have, as we do at all of our operations for Second Harvest, we employ a huge number of volunteers. When I say employ, we utilize their time. We don't necessarily pay them. And we have volunteers at all of our Brown Bag sites. So we have seniors, and many of them are seniors. So we have seniors who are then providing food to other seniors. And at the same time, we also deliver food. Our volunteers do to 700 people every week who are shut in, who don't have the ability to come to a Brown Bag site and pick up their bag of groceries.
You know, one of the things that you bring up is interesting to me because we're talking about how expensive it is to live in the Silicon Valley at a time when we're facing an economic downturn. And that brings up the point that Second Harvest Food Bank really stretches donation dollars beyond what you or I could do as individuals.
Well, it's true. You know, you are an insightful question asker because I know you know us well. But we actually, of the food we distribute, three quarters of it is actually donated. And most of that, probably 80% of that amount, is actually fresh fruits and vegetables. So 50% of the overall food we distribute is fresh produce. And we get that from growers in the Central Valley who, as long as we're willing to pay for the packaging and the transportation, will give us produce that they otherwise would just plow under. It would be compost for them. They will give it to Second Harvest Food Bank and, frankly, to food banks across the state of California. So as a food bank, we're very lucky living in this state in one sense. We're not lucky because the cost of living is high, so many people need food, but we're very lucky because there's so much fresh produce available. It can't go far. You can't transport it long distances, but we can get our hands on it for free and or close to free and hand it out to people.
Yeah, and the punchline is my dollar's worth maybe, what, $10, $5?
Your dollar will allow us to provide two healthy meals to people in need and nutritious meals to people in need.
So my dollar's worth a lot.
It's worth a lot. We can do so much more with it because we can leverage it through those donations. We get donations from manufacturers. We get donations from retail outlets. We can do so much, and we supplement by buying additional food. So we fill in the blanks with the stuff we can't get donated, we go out and buy. But as a result, your dollar goes much further than it would go if you took it and tried to do that yourself at the grocery store.
You know, I'm a native San Josean, and as you're talking, I'm thinking of a story my mother once told me that shocked me. And my mother and my father both worked orchards and here in the Silicon Valley, which was once, as I said, the Valley of Heart's Delight, in the 30s. And Mom said when there was a surplus of oranges or other foods, rather than have the price go down because there was such a surplus, because the need was so great, they actually destroyed the oranges or the apples or whatever. They burned them, my mother said. They pour gasoline on them and burn them all. And I refused to believe that. I couldn't believe that people would do that to food, but apparently they did. And what I'm getting at is here we are, you know, 70 years later, maybe 75 years later, and innovation has taken over because Second Harvest Food Bank has found a way to get that food and help folks.
There is so much excess food, not just in our community, but in our country. I mean, millions, probably billions of pounds of food that goes to waste. And really trying to think about ways to get our hands on that and provide it to the people who so desperately need it. But I think what people just don't really think of, everybody knows sometimes that kids are hungry or families are hungry, but people just don't think about these older Americans. And they're isolated. They're often living by themselves. They're too proud to ask, as we say, and yet they need. Mm-hmm. And here's an opportunity to help them.
I love on your website the stories that are told at the Second Harvest Food Bank of Santa Clara and San Mateo County's website, which is www.shfb.org. Tell us about Rose.
Oh, Rose is just terrific. She's just one of the smiliest people, although she's struggling with hunger. But I'll just read you her story. She said to us, "I've never known what it's like to live so close to the edge of financial disaster. My family and I live in San Jose, and while, to your point, Sam, produce is everywhere in our region, it's not often on our table. Not long ago, my husband and I were getting by, able to make ends meet, because our son had a good job and was providing us with some ongoing support. Well, you know what happened then. Our world collapsed. It all fell apart. Their son lost his job. He ended up moving out of state to find another job. They weren't able to make, Rose and her husband weren't able to make their mortgage payment, and now they lost their home. So life went downhill very, very fast. She said it took us months to find an apartment we could afford. We've never had to ask for help like this before, so it was a struggle to find food assistance programs and other services. We don't need much, just enough to get by. Here's what she says about the food bank. If it weren't for Second Harvest, we would not have food on our table. We're so grateful to have something to eat every day. The rice, the eggs, the milk, bread, and fresh fruits and vegetables have really made a difference. We actually share food with our neighbors since they're in the same rough spot that we're in. We do what we can. That's how we were raised. And I think it's that statement of values that just gets me every time. That's how they were raised. They were raised to be self-sufficient. They fought their way literally and metaphorically through such difficult times in our country. They don't ask other people for help, and yet they need help.
And the need is greater than ever. That's an amazing thing to me. We've been talking for a long time now about Second Harvest Food Bank and what you do. But I would say, well, you can tell me, your need has grown exponentially over the last 3 or 4 years, the need of the people here in the Valley.
It's true. And, you know, I know some people are feeling better about the economy, and I'm thrilled that they are, and I want everyone to be feeling better about the economy. But the demand that we're facing has gone up well over 50% since the recession began. I know it officially ended a couple of years ago. It just doesn't really feel like it ended a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. The tail from this recession is going to last for a long time. There are a lot of people who are still struggling to get up, back on their feet, and we are still seeing our numbers move up. Not as much as they were a few years ago, but the point is we're not seeing them come down. And I think it's that the need for food assistance has become chronic. It's not just a once in a while thing. It's not just an emergency thing. People are having to count on organizations like Second Harvest, and particularly seniors are having to count on us to get the food they need to survive.
As you mentioned, all of us are proud. Seniors are proud that they've served all their lives and worked hard, and now they're in their golden years. They can give and they can get at the same time. So how do we get? How do we give?
Well, you can give very easily. You can give of your time by coming to the food bank and going to our volunteer page at shfb.org. You can also give by going to shfb.org. If you need food, call, regardless of whether you're a senior or a 20-year-old, call 1-800-984-FOOD. That's easy, 984-FOOD, and it's an 800 number. If you want to donate, call 866-234-3663. But the easiest way for everybody is to go online. You can find where the food is, you can figure out how to volunteer your time, and you can donate your dollars, and we will leverage those dollars and make every last cent count.
Now, here at the radio station, we have figured out how to donate our time, and we're going to be doing that very soon. We'll look forward to visiting your new facility for the Second Harvest Food Bank and sorting through that food and also finding out where it goes. Kathy, thanks for talking to us.
Enjoyed it. Thanks, Sam.
We'll get to the other side of hunger, Starving Secrets with Eating Disorders Resource Center in just a moment on South Bay Sunday. A couple of things worth noting today at Ringstorff House, the 2012 Arts Festival is going on in Mountain View. It's an amazing fine arts show. That starts at 2 p.m. Admission is free. And the Lively Foundation presents the International Dance Festival, Silicon Valley, at Historic Hoover Theater this evening. Check it out at KBayCares at KBay.com. Up next, Starving Secrets on South Bay Sunday.